As we continue our worship with the prayers of the church, I wanted to remind our congregation once again, if you have a desire to support our operations and our missions, there are practical ways to do that by sending a check to our address here at Peace, Peace Lutheran Church, 2540 Applegate Street, Philomath, Oregon, 97370. Or you can do that by doing bill pay, which can be sent also at that same address. I would also like to say to our members at Peace that if you are desiring the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, and you're desiring that in this time, please contact the church office or call me on my cell or email me, and I would love to bring that to you so that you can be strengthened by the gift of our Lord's body and blood in this time. Let us bow our heads as we join our hearts and our voices in prayer. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Gracious Lord, shine your light of mercy and grace into our darkened hearts of sin and eyes blinded to your will and ways, so that we know the fullness of your forgiveness, life, and peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Healing Lord, shine your light of peace and healing to all who seek relief, for the sick and dying, for those troubled physically, spiritually, emotionally, and mentally, and for the grieving and the dying, that your comfort be known to them, especially for those we name now, for Kai, Bev, Haley, Forrest, Kylie, Sandy, Cassidy, Dylan, Roman, Gladys, Kenzie, Addie, Anita, Andrew, Kayla, Tom, Chuck, Holly, Ann, Linda, Julie, Rich, Dee, Elsa, Lou, Don and Peggy, Caroline, Bob, Cheryl, and Wesley. Also for Christian and Svenja as they recover from illness. And for families in transition, experiencing significant changes to life routines. For Gary Haynes in the hospital. For Jeff Krueger, who may have been exposed to the coronavirus. And for Jerry and Ruth as they mourn the loss of their daughter, Trina. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord of all nations, you graciously give your children all that they need to support this body and life. Grant your grace to those in need during this time of difficulty in the world. Open your hand and satisfy their needs. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord of the church, you have called your servants to ventures of which we cannot see the ending, by paths as yet untrodden, through perils unknown. Give us faith to go out with good courage, not knowing where we go, but only that your hand is leading us and your love supporting us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful Lord, you have committed to our love and care our fellow human beings and their necessities, especially in this time of global pandemic. Graciously be with and prosper all those who serve the sick. Let their service be abundantly blessed as they bring relief to the suffering, comfort to the sorrowing, and peace to the dying. Grant them the knowledge that inasmuch as they do it unto the least of these. They do it unto him. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.